福气跟圣经里面讲的是差别很多。
Because our understanding of what it means to be blessed in this world is different from what is recorded in the Bible.
所以有时候我们活在神的福气当中，我们不知道。
And many times we may be living in the blessings of God, but we do not realize this.
或者说，我们信主耶稣有一些福气，我们不知道可以追求。
Or there are some blessings that we can pursue in believing in Christ, but we do not know about these.
好，我们先来看诗篇的84篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 84.
84篇。
Psalm 84.
第十节
，verse 10，
诗篇八十四篇第十节
，Psalm 84 verse 10. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
这里说在神的院里哈住一天，胜似在其他的地方住一千日。
Here it tells us that it is better in one day in the courts of God than a thousand elsewhere.
这个神的院宇啊，当然在旧约时代就是指的圣殿。
And so the courts here refer to the temple in the Old Testament.
这个圣殿是神同在的地方。
And the temple is where God abides.
所以他们在旷野地啊，摩西一进到会幕里面，那云就降下来，然后神就降临在当中。
And so, whenever they were in the wilderness, when Moses entered the sanctuary, the cloud would come and the Spirit of God would descend.
那神的荣光就充满在里面。
And the glory of God would fill the place.
所以摩西就可以为以色列百姓代求。
And Moses could pray on behalf of the Israelites.
那后来所罗门盖殿盖完了。
And after Solomon completed the temple,
在献殿的时候充满神的荣耀。
When they were dedicating the temple, it was filled with the glory of God.
连那个祭司都站不住。
And even the priests could not stand.
那个殿啊，到新约时代啊，公元七十年就被拆掉了。
And the temple was destroyed in the New Testament.
被罗马的兵丁拆掉了。
By the Roman soldiers.
因为在新约时代，那个殿呢，就是耶稣的身体。
Because in the New Testament, the temple refers to the body of Christ.
那主耶稣的身体就是教会。
And the body of Jesus Christ is the church.
那以弗所书说，教会是充满万有者所充满的。
And in Ephesians it says that the church is filled with the one who is everlasting.
这个充满万有，就每个地方都有，那个充满万有就是神。
And this person who is everlasting and fills every place is God.
充满万有是什么 ？Omnipresent 啊，到处都有啊。
And so he is omnipresent.
那个到处都有，那个就是神了。
And this refers to God.
那教会就是他所充满的。
And so the church is a place that is filled with God.
因为教会是他的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
因此这里说在神的院中住一天、啊、也可以说在教会里面住一天。
And so here it says to live in the courts for one day. This is to live in church for one day.
但是这个可以用字面来解释，也可以用属灵来解释。
So you can explain this literally, or you can explain it from a spiritual aspect.
用字面来讲、哦、我们一生能够在教会住一天、啊、也很难得。
So from a literal understanding, it's very special that we can live one day in church.
这个是一种福气啊。
This is a blessing.
所以我常常觉得当传道福气很大，到处都是我的家。
And as a pastor, I feel like I'm greatly blessed because wherever I go, they are my home.
住在教会无忧无虑，非常好。
Because I have no worries in the church.
那这个另外一个属灵的解释啊，就是在神的院里住一天啊，就是住就是表示亲近。我们能够在教会来亲近神，这个是很大的福气。
And the spiritual understanding of this is that to be in the one day in the courts is that we can draw near to God.
然后下面我不用总结，胜过在其他的地方住一千天。
And this is better than a thousand days elsewhere.
其他的地方很可能是五星级的饭店，很可能说风景很好的地方。
And this elsewhere may be referred to a five-star hotel or a place that has a great view.
那为什么我们能够在神的殿这样住一天或者亲近神一天，超过你在其他地方住一千天？
So why is it better to live one day in church and to be able to draw near to God? Why is this better than 1,000 days elsewhere?
这个是十一节就讲原因了。
The reason is recorded in verse 11.
因为在神的殿里面，我们能够享受的福分，是在其他的地方你找不到的。
Because the blessings that we can enjoy in the house of God is something that we cannot find elsewhere.
有时候我们常常发现好像旅游很好，能够到处去看看。
And sometimes we feel like it's very good to take a vacation.
但是有时候上了年纪以后，你就发现旅游也很累，这最好是在家里休息。
But as you get older, you realize that it is very tiring to go on vacations. It is best to stay at home and rest.
那在神的殿里面很宝贵。
And it is very precious to be in the temple of God.
因为这里面有神同在。
Because it is where God dwells.
这是最可贵的地方。
And this is what is most precious.
然后我们 Garden Grove 会堂弄得很整齐。
And the Garden Grove Church is very tidy.
那进来就看起来很舒服啊。
And so you feel very comfortable when you come in.
但是在教会里面能够让我们觉得来教会很可贵，最重要不是这个。
But for us to feel that it is very precious to come to church, the most important thing is not this.
是因为有神在我们当中。
But rather that God is amongst us.
奉主的名聚会，主在我们当中。
That when we begin service in the name of Jesus Christ, God is with us.
虽然我们看不见他。
Even though we do not see him.
但如果我们诚心的来敬拜他，你会感觉到他的同在。
But if we worship him with a sincere heart, then we will feel his presence.
这个就是可贵的地方。
And this is what is so precious.
有时候我常常听一些信徒在讲，他在家里祷告，没有什么体验。
Sometimes I hear that believers telling me that they do not have any experiences when they pray at home.
来教会祷告就觉得比较有力量。
But when they pray at church, they feel that there is more strength.
这也不是说在家里就没有神，只有教会有神。
That is not to say that there is no God at home and that God is only in the church.
而是说我们在这个神的殿、神充满的地方，我们更容易体会到神。
But rather we can experience God more in the house of God where he dwells.
所以因为在教会有神啊，宁可在神的殿看门啊，不住在恶人的帐篷。
And because God is with the church, we would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the God of God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
这个恶人的帐篷啊，恶人不一定是杀人放火的。
And the tents of the wicked may not be murderers.
而人不愿意拜神、拜偶像，这个在神看起来，在人看起来可能是大好人呢，在神看起来这个都是恶的。
And these people who worship idols, these people are all wicked in the eyes of God.
那如果在那个帐篷住得很舒服，我宁可在神的殿中看门。
And they may live very comfortably in the tents, but I would rather be the doorkeeper in the house of God.
原因是神的殿里面有神，但是恶人的帐篷里面只有恶人，没有神，差在这里。
Because in the house of God there is God there, but in the tents there are only wicked people.
那既然里面没有神，你就好的不在里面了。所以雅各书里面说，美善的恩赐、全备的赏赐是从上头来。
And so because there is God is not inside, what is good is not inside. As recorded in James, what is good and pleasing is not there.
你想象那个最美好的、最完全的，就在神里面才有。
So when you think of what is most good and most perfect, this is in God.
所以我们能够在教会里面，即使看门扫地，这个都是很大的福气，因为这里是神同在的地方。
And it is a great blessing for us to be the doorkeeper or to sweep the floors in church because this is where God dwells.
那十一节，这就真正告诉我们为什么能够在神的殿一天，甚至在这里看门也是很有福气。
And verse 11 tells us why it is better to be one day in God's courts and to be his doorkeeper.
第一个说神是日头。
First it says that the Lord is a sun.
这个什么意思？
What does this mean?
日头就是光的来源。
The sun is the source of light.
所以圣经说神是众光之父。
And so the Bible records that God is the Father of light.
在他里面没有黑暗。
In him there is no darkness.
如果我们去过 Pacifica 教会。
If we have gone to Pacifica Church.
你会发现哦，一年当中你看不到几天的太阳。
You realize that you will not see many sunny days in one year.
每次安息日去哦，即使夏天了，在三十八九十度，一进到 Pacifica 就一个云遮住，差不多少二三十度。
And so during the summer when I go to San Jose Church, it might be 80, 90 degrees. But when I go to Pacifica, there'll be a cloudy overcast and it'll be 20 degrees less.
因为有时候开讲习会啊，他们以为说这个夏天的才穿短袖了，一进去哦，这么冷啊。
And sometimes when you hold seminars there, they think it's summer, so they go in t-shirts, but it's very cold.
但是有一天啊，我如果看到太阳出来哦，哇，你看到很远，看到阳光，我们安息日去聚会非常快乐。
But one day, if you see the sun coming out in the distance, you will be filled with joy when you go to worship God on Sabbath.
这个太阳啊，带给我们温暖，带给我们希望。
Because the sun brings warmth and hope. 哦，
那我们仔细看哦，我们每天在公司上班。
And so when we work every day in the office,
到底里面有没有太阳？
Is there sun inside?
就在我们工作里面，有没有看到什么希望？有没有什么看到什么温暖？
In our work, do we see hope and warmth?
所以有时候我们一生就是这样，很例行的这样在做我们应该做的事情。
In our daily life, sometimes we just do the things we need to do very orderly.
常常是为着生活。
And sometimes it's for our own living.
真的很享受自己工作的人实在是不多。
And very few people actually enjoy their jobs.
那有时候压力很大。
And sometimes you may have a lot of pressure.
那我有时候为了保住工作，你拼命拼呢。
And for you to hold on to your job, you work very hard.
所以在那个场合里面呢，那我们下班能够来聚会，来亲近神。
So in that situation, for us to be able to draw closer to God after work,
就好像从那个阴天里面哦，你看不到什么希望啊，进到太阳里面。
It is like going from a cloudy, hopeless day to enter into the sun.
那忽然间，我们的心就变成很开朗。
And our hearts will be very joyful.
就有一种温暖，这个神的感动啊，有一种属灵上的温暖。
And there will be a spiritual warmth, and we will be touched by God.
所以神是日头啊，这是很可贵的。
So it is very precious that God is the sun.
带给我们希望，带给我们温暖。
And that He brings us hope and warmth.
我们知道，在全美国，如果你看统计数字，自杀率最高的地方是西雅图。
In the United States, the highest rate of suicide is in Seattle.
一年有三分之二还是二分之以上啊，你看不到太阳，都是阴天，不然就下雨。
In one year, for two-thirds of the year, you do not see the sun, and it is usually cloudy or rainy.
那久了以后啊，人的心情就不好。
So after a long time, you have very bad
心情不好啊，就很容易遇到什么困难就想不开，就自杀了。
And so when you encounter situations, you do not feel very good, so you commit suicide.
那神就是我们的日头。
And so God is our sun.
有时候我们人哦，好像生活中有时候乌云密布啊，真的心情不好。
And sometimes in our lives, we feel like we are in the clouds, and we do not have a very good outlook.
有很多的愁，很多的愁烦，很多的这个不愉快的事情啊，一直盖在心头里面，真的日子过得很不愉快。
And there are many worries and many things that are in our hearts, and so we are not very happy.
那神是日头。
But God is the sun.
所以我们当我们来亲近神以后啊，你就发现离开教会的时候，那些不愉快的事情，那些忧虑都走掉了，因为太阳晒进来了。
And after we draw near to God, we realize that our worries will also depart because the sun has entered our hearts.
所以这个就是敬拜神的一种恩典。
So this is a blessing of worshiping God.
神就是太阳，是日头。
God is the sun.
好，我们现在来看以赛亚书。
Let us turn to Isaiah
60 章
Chapter 60
以赛亚书六十章
Isaiah chapter 60
十九节
Verse 19
六十章十九节
Chapter 60, verse 19. The sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Verse 20. Your sun will never set again, and your moon will wane no more. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end. 21. Then will all your people be righteous, and they will possess the land forever. They are the shoot I have planted, the work of my hands, for the display of my splendor. 22. The least of you will become a thousand, the smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will do this swiftly.
所以说日头不再做你白昼的光，月亮也不再发光照耀你。
Here it says, your sun will never set again, and your moon will wane no more.
所以我们这个信主的人真的在意的不是外面那个太阳或者晚上的阳光。
For as you believe in God, you do not place emphasis on the sun and the moon outside.
这是说神要做你永远的光。
But it says that the Lord will be your everlasting light.
就是神要为你的荣耀。
And the Lord should be your glory.
就最后一节。 神做我们的光，就是神要做我们的荣耀。
And for God to be our light, that means He is to be our glory.
那这个什么意思？
So what does this mean?
什么叫神做我们的荣耀？
What does it mean for God to be our glory?
如果我们看20节的下半句。
If you look at the latter portion of verse 20.
你的日头不再落下，月亮也不再透说，神必做你永远的光，你悲哀的日子也必完毕。这个光一照，悲哀的日子就完毕了。
When this light shines, then your days of sorrow will end.
这个就是神的荣耀。
And this is the glory of God.
有时候我们看到一个人遇到很大的挫折，为什么能够过得很喜乐？
And sometimes we see a person when they meet a big mistake, why they still able to be so happy.
有人想，如果换我，我大概会发疯了，或者 depression。
And they think that if it happened to me, then I might go crazy or go into depression.
但是我发现这个人好像活得很好。
But we see that the person is doing very well.
这个就是神的荣耀。
And this is the glory of God.
这是神的光一照，你就看到在神里面没有绝路。
And once the light of God shines, you see that in Christ there is no end to the road.
在人的环境有绝路。 你走一走没路可走，在神里面没有绝路。
And with men, you will walk and you will come to a dead end, but in God, there is no dead end.
红海可以分开，约旦河的水可以止，那还有绝路吗？
The Red Sea can split, and of course, there will be no dead end.
所以悲哀的日子会过去，因为这个太阳，阳光照了，充满着希望。
And these days of sorrow will end because the sun will shine and give you hope.
我们一个阶段好像没路可走，那个是新的阶段的开始。
And in this part of the journey, it may seem like you do not have a road to go on, but then there is another road that opens.
所以如果我们真的很亲近神，真的跟我们同在，一个工作没有，你根本就不要忧虑，因为下一个工作在等着你。
And if we are able to draw near to God, and if we do not have a job, then it is okay because God will give us another opportunity.
所以在里面悲哀，日子就完毕了。
And that is why the days of sorrow will end.
21节。
Verse 21.
你的居民都成为义人，永远得地为业。
Then all your people will be righteous, and they will possess the land forever.
我们这个人很难改的就是人的个性。
And it is very hard to change a person's personality.
所以有时候我们发现这个教会，每个人都不一样。And
we realize in the church that everyone is different.
这个每个人都不一样，一方面是非常好。And
the fact that everyone is different from one aspect, it is a very good thing.
为什么？
Why?
因为富有变化。Because
then you will have change.
每个文化不一样，个性不一样，你就发现很有趣。
And you will find it very interesting because you have different cultures and different backgrounds.
所以你如果到印度教会去，在印度。
If you go to the church in India,
他们打招呼是摇头的，那你一直看，怎么摇头？到底是做什么？
When they say hello to you, they are actually shaking their heads, so you don't know what they're doing.
你到夏威夷去，他就是跟你 hug， 哎呦，吓了一跳，怎么这样？
And when you go to Hawaii, they greet you with a hug, and you might be shocked that they would do this to you.
那你到夏威夷去，鞠躬九十度，到日本去，鞠躬九十度，哇，这个是我们也没有这样做。
And when you go to Japan, they bow 90 degrees, and we don't do this either.
所以啊，这不一样啊，让人觉得活得这很有趣。
And because it is different, you feel like it's very interesting.
但是另外一方面哦，每个人都不一样哦，有时候就是有一些功课要学习啊。
But from another aspect, the fact that we are all different, there is a lesson to learn.
就是需要提升了，要改变了。
And that is that we must change ourselves.
就是我们人的罪性要改变。
And we must change our sinful nature.
那这个要怎么改变？
So how do we change this?
神的光有生命。
The light of God has life.
那神的光照我们，照久会改变。
And when the light of God shines upon us for a long time, there will be change.
这真的很奇妙。
This is very miraculous.
所以上一次我在提到有一个信徒，他大概信差不多是吧，十几年吧。
And last time I mentioned a believer who believed for 10 some years.
生意人啊，常常坐飞机跑来跑去。
He was a businessman, and so he often traveled.
他说：“我信耶稣，我觉得有个很大的改变。”
He said, after believing Christ, I feel like there's a huge change.
我自己照镜子看看呢，没有以前这么凶恶。
And when I look in the mirror, I don't look as fierce as I did before.
他自己觉得说：“哎，镜子一看，自己比较柔和。”
And he felt like he was more gentle when he looked in the mirror.
他说：“这个不是年纪的改变啊，真的是神的工作。”
And he said, "This was not a change caused by age, but rather the work of God."
所以神是日同。
So God is the sun.
我们先来看哥林多后书。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第三章十八节。
Chapter 3, verse 18. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory, who comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
So we 敞着脸看见主的荣光。
It says, we with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory.
怎么敞着脸？
And so how are we with unveiled faces?
就是圣经哦，把那个我们看这个圣灵啊，把我们认识神那个障碍拿掉。
And that is to say that the Holy Spirit removes the obstacle of our understanding of God.
因为这本圣经啊，你拿给人看，看不懂啊，所以他不喜欢读。
And you may take this Bible to other people, and they do not understand, so they do not want to read it.
那现在得圣灵，神开我们的心。
But after receiving the Holy Spirit, God opens your heart.
那个障碍拿掉。
And so He takes away that obstacle.
所以我们就敞着脸来看神的荣光。
So we can look at God's glory with unveiled faces.
那怎么看到神的荣光？
And so how do we see God's glory?
从镜子反照。
And it is a reflection in the mirror.
那镜子是什么？
And what is the mirror?
镜子就是圣经。
And that is the Bible.
所以神用他的气，叫默示，原文叫做气，吹，吹了这个一个人就把神的话写出来。
And so God used His Spirit to breathe on a person, and they wrote the Bible.
那神的光就在圣经里面了。
And so the light of God is in the Bible.
好，那现在我们脸打开来，圣灵开我们的心，那个光就照到我们里面。
And so after our faces have been unveiled, and the light of God shines upon us, then it will reflect from the Bible.
哎，这样一照以后，就变成主的形状。
And after it shines, then we will be in the likeness of God.
荣上加荣。
And it'll be ever increasing glory.
好像摩西在西乃山面对神40天，一下来，他自己不知道他脸发光啊。
Just like how Moses' face shone with glory after he was on Mount Sinai for 40 days.
所以神他是日头啊，我们来教会亲近神，他的光照我们，我们无形中这样一直在改变。
And so God is the sun. When we come to church to draw close to Him, we will find ourselves changing slowly.
那个改变很奇妙。
And this change is very miraculous.
如果我们一祷告被圣灵充满，把那个障碍拿掉，道理听得懂，听得进去，受到感动，都会改变的。
And if we are able to listen to the gospel and be filled with the Holy Spirit and remove the obstructions in our heart, then we will change.
那我们皮肤太阳晒黑了，我们自己看得到，别人也看得到啊。
And so when we become tenor from the sin, we can see it and other people can also see it.
所以当我们有一种改变的时候，我们自己会感觉到，别人也会感觉到。
So when we change, then we ourselves will know that we have changed and other people will feel it too.
因为这个叫做福气啊。
Because this is a blessing.
就是我们常常发现，你小孩子你要怎么教他？
And sometimes we realize, how do we teach our children?
有什么比神的话更有力量？
What is better than the word of God?
神的话有生命，有什么理论，有哪一本书比神的话更好？
What kind of theory or logic is better than the word of God? Because the word of God has life.
有哪一个力量比圣灵更大？
And what is more powerful than the power of the Holy Spirit?
没有。
There is nothing.
所以最好教小孩子怎么教？
So what is the best way to instruct your children?
教他祷告，圣灵充满；教他读圣经，神的光照，他就改变，就这样而已啊。
To tell them to pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit and to read the Bible so the light of God can shine upon them.
那如果这个没有走这一条路哦，你不要教他祷告，也没有教他读圣经，用人一直教很难啊，你要怎么教？
And if we do not walk down this road, if we do not tell them to read the Bible and pray, then how can we use our own methods to teach them?
神是日头。
So God is the sun.
我们再回来看诗篇八十四篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 84.
十一节。
Verse 11.
要赐下恩惠跟荣耀，他未尝留下一项好处不可行动正直的人。
The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk his blameless.
神是盾牌。
So God is the shield.
什么是盾牌？
What is a shield?
当那个箭一射过来的时候，有一个盾挡住了。
When there is an arrow coming your way, there's a shield that protects you.
神是盾牌。
God is the shield.
所以如果我们亲近神，神跟我们同在啊，你说就不怕。
If we draw near to God and God is with us, then we will no longer fear.
所以圣经说，住在至高者的隐秘处，就是住在全能者的荫下。
And so we will be living in the most high place, and that is under the protection of the Almighty One.
如果住在跟神很亲近，在神的里面，就是神的能力在保护了，那个就是你的盾牌，你就不怕。
And so if we are living with God and we are very close and intimate with Him, then we are living under His protection, and that is the shield.
那既然有一个盾牌哦，就有平安了。
And because there is shield, there is peace.
不是没有危险了，是有一个盾牌。
It is not to say that there is no danger, but there is a shield.
所以我们有平安，不是没有危险。我们有平安是有一个盾牌。
And we have peace not because there is no danger, but because we have a shield.
然后下面说，他赐下恩惠跟荣耀。
In the latter portion, it says the Lord bestows favor and honor.
他未曾留下好处不给行动正直的人。
No good thing does he withhold from those who walk is blameless.
所以只要我们在神看起来我们行动是对的，都是对的，正直的，神的一切好处都会临到我们。
Just as long as our actions are blameless and righteous in the eyes of God, then God would not withhold any good thing from us.
因此啊，能够向往住在神的殿，亲近神，这样就是福气。
And therefore, to be able to live in the house of God and to draw near to Him, this is a blessing.
不一定赚大钱啊。
We do not have to make a lot of money.
刚刚所提到这个就是福气。
What I've just mentioned, this is a blessing.
好，那要怎么才能够住在神的殿里面？
So how do we live in the house of God?
所以八十四篇就告诉我们有两个阶段。
In Psalm 84, there are two sections.
第一节到第四节就是说，我们心啊要渴慕，要向往。
And in verse 1 to 4, it says that hearts need to thirst and to turn to God.
好，我们看第一节。
Let us look at verse 1.
万军的神啊，你的居所何等可爱。
Verse 1.
诗篇第一节。
Verse 1. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty.
这个地方说神的居所何等可爱。
Here it says that the dwelling place of God is lovely.
大卫曾经作诗说，我要一生一世住在神的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。
And King David once he wrote a song that says that I will want to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
对啊，看看神的荣美。
to see the glory and beauty of God.
所以这个神的居所何等可爱，就是因为神是荣美。
And we know that the dwelling place of God is lovely because, because God is filled with beauty.
哦，所以这个居所是可爱的。
And so the dwelling place is lovely.
哦，我们真的没有看过神。
And we have never seen God.
啊，有一天呢，我们到天国看到神。
And one day when we go to heaven to look at God,
你就会发现哦，我们活的一辈子里面哦，让你最欣赏的，让你最有吸引你的，就是神本身啊。
You will realize that in your whole entire life, the thing that attracts you the most, that you admire the most, is God Himself.
那是要我们将来复活，用灵体进到天国才看得到。
And this is something that we can only see after we resurrect.
这个物质的身体看不到那个灵的神的本体。
And our physical body cannot see the spiritual body.
那这个神的荣美要怎么看？
And so how do we see the beauty of God?
啊，就是通过圣经。
And that is through the Bible.
为什么这么多人喜欢读圣经？
So why do so many people like to read the Bible?
神的荣美在里面。
Because they can see the glorious beauty of God within.
所以，因为这样，第二节。
Because of this, in verse 2,
我可想神的愿语，我的心常向永生的神呼吁。
Verse 2, my soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord.
可想。
And so the soul is yearning.
哦，这个可想啊，就是说心里很渴慕，好像很饥饿，很干渴。
And so this is to say that his soul is thirsty.
哦，你现在哦，我们如果肚子饿，你就发现吃东西很好吃。
So when you're hungry, when you eat, you realize that whatever you eat is very delicious.
我们常常在非洲很少看到父母亲哦，喂孩子什么喂到这里跑那里，又喂那那跑那里，非洲看不到了。
In Africa, when you see the parents feeding the children, you will not see the children running around.
每个人肚子都是饿的。
Because all the children are very hungry.
啊，饭加上辣椒，哇，他吃的很好吃。
And they feel that rice with hot sauce is very delicious.
饥渴。他很饥饿。
And so they're earning, they're hungry.
那我们现在人喝就要喝，不然就是要喝这些饮料，不然就是要喝咖啡，我们白开水喝不下去。
And nowadays people like to drink a lot of different drinks and like coffee, they cannot drink plain water.
但是如果我们有当兵过，你在很口渴的时候，哇，有水喝都很好。
But if you have been in the army, you will know that when you're thirsty, even water tastes very good.
那因为有对神有饥渴，才会有那个行动去追求。
And because you have this yearning or thirst for God, then you have that pursuit.
那现在人为什么不会想追求神？
So today, why do we not want to pursue after God?
我们看我们的小孩子就知道。
We can see this in our own children.
垃圾食物吃太多。
They eat too much junk food.
就看到正餐呢，不会想要吃。
So when they see a proper meal, they do not want to eat it.
哦，我们现在属灵生活，垃圾食物吃太多。
So in our spiritual life, we eat too much junk food.
就是一些属灵的，不是属灵啊，世俗的娱乐。
And these are worldly pleasures.
消耗太多。
We spend too much time with these.
那这个不只是说心失去那个饥渴，这个世俗哦，会加上一层那个，人一旦与世俗哦开始亲近。人跟神的距离就越来越大。
And so this worldly pursuit, once you pursue these things and draw closer to the world, then you draw further away from God.
所以那个对神的饥渴就越来越少。
And so your soul will yearn after God less.
那个我们有一个信徒啊，他请这个请人来帮忙照顾他太太。
And we had a believer who asked other people to help take care of his wife.
他一共请四个人。
And so he hired four people.
两个是从中国大陆来的。
Two people were from China.
那两个是从台湾来的。
And two of them were from Taiwan.
从中国大陆来，两个都得圣灵。
The two from China both received the Holy Spirit.
因为他来聚会就是带他们也一起来聚会。
Because they would bring the person to church.
他听一听就受感动，就祷告得圣灵。
And after they listened, they were touched, and they knelt down to pray and receive the Holy Spirit.
那两个从台湾来听一听，什么也没有发生。
And the two from Taiwan, they listened, but nothing happened.
这不是说台湾不好，台湾人不好。
That's not to say that Taiwanese people are not good.
就是说一个人、啊、如果生活水准还很低的时候，那个心很蠢。
That is to say, if your living standard is not as high, you have a very pure and innocent heart.
没有这些世俗的垃圾食物。
And you do not have this spiritual junk food.
神很容易感动。
And you can be easily touched by God.
那这个世俗进去太多。
And after the world enters into your heart,
怎么听也没有感觉。
However you listen, you do not have any feeling whatsoever.
所以对神的饥渴，有时候我们就是对世界要有节制，这样我们心啊才会一直渴慕神。
And so for our soul to yearn after God, we must have self-control towards the world.
第三节说啊，说那个麻雀啊都知道啊，在祭坛找一个地方在那筑巢。
Verse 3 says, even the sparrow has found a home in this shallow nest for herself.
那麻雀是很小的，没不微不足道，都懂得筑巢。那我们是不是更应该去渴慕神的殿呢？
And even the sparrow, it is so small, but it knows to find a home. Shouldn't we yearn for the house of God even more?
好，那做渴慕神，那下一步怎么做？
And so to yearn for God, what should we do next?
第五节跟第八节。
That is in verse 5 to 8.
第五节跟第八节啊，就是要有行动去追求。
In verse 5 and 8 tells us that we must have this action in pursuing.
所以说有一条路。
There is a road.
第五节，锡安大道。
And
第五节，向往锡安的大道。
And in verse 5 they're going towards Zion.
哦，就一条路通往锡安，那个是锡安，就是教会啊，神的居所。
There's a road that is going towards Zion, and this is the church where God dwells.
哦，那呢？你要靠神有这个力量，这条路你才走得完，你才可以靠近神。
And you have to rely on God's strength to be able to complete this road.
所以第七节说，他们走力上加力。
And so in verse 7 says they go from strength to strength.
那到教会来朝见神。
And before so they can come before God in church.
那这个力上加力啊，也可以把它想作哦，第一个力就是体力。
And strength to strength, we can say that the first strength is your physical endurance and strength.
有时候上班很累哦，你没有体力，你来不了。
And sometimes when you are working, you are very tired, so you do not have this physical strength.
那有体力啊，下班完你还可以来啊。
And if you do have this physical strength, then you can still come here after work.
那这个不是最困难。
But this is not what is most difficult.
最困难是灵的力量。
What is more difficult is the spiritual strength.
有的人体力很好。
Some people have very good physical strength.
但是他缺乏那个属灵的力量。
But they lack in spiritual strength.
所以他知道亲近神很好，他没有办法。
They know it is good to draw close to God, but they are unable to.
因为他缺乏一种属灵的力量。
Because they lack the spiritual strength.
所以这个第五节才说要靠着你，这个力量从神来的。
So in verse 5, that is why it says, the strength is in you, this is from God.
所以有时候青年人、哦、不想来教会，真的不是他没有体力，是他的心里面没有那个力量。他也知道来教会很好啊。
Sometimes the youth, they do not want to come to church, not because they lack the physical strength, but because they lack spiritual strength.
他也知道读圣经、亲近神、祷告很好。
They know it is good to draw near to God through reading the Bible and praying.
灵里的力不够。
But they lack the spiritual strength.
那怎么办？
So what can we do?
就是我们要帮助他们祷告，那灵的力量刚强起来，你就可以看到他了。
We must pray for them that they may have the spiritual strength, so we can see them.
好，那第六节说他们经过流泪谷。
And in verse 6 it says they pass through the valley of Baca.
英文叫 Baca 哦，但是这一条谷哦，就是很难走了，所以又把它叫做流泪谷，流眼泪的。
And so this valley is very hard to walk on, and that is why it's the valley of tears.
人要亲近神，常常需要经历一段过程。
And for us to join closer to God, we must go through a process.
那这个过程如果能够靠着神有力量把它克服了啊，那个流泪谷就变成秋雨之福啊，盖满全谷。
If we are able to rely on the strength of God to overcome this valley of Baca, then it will become a place of springs.
所以有时候我们觉得教会啊，我不喜欢这个人，我不喜欢那个人，那个就是障碍。
And so sometimes in the church we feel like we do not like this person or that person, and these are actually obstructions or obstacles.
那你要求神给我们力量，把这个克服，就能够走到这里来，就得到神的福气了。
We must ask God to give us the strength to overcome so we can walk here and receive the blessings.
所以我们要亲近神，要服侍神，有一些障碍。
And so there are some obstacles when we serve and want to draw closer to God. We ask God to give us strength.
这样我们就能够来到神的殿来享受这个福分。
So that we can come to the temple of God and enjoy His blessings.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.